107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Friday, May 19th. Each and every Friday, we check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me before this long weekend.
Yeah, I got the long weekend coming up. I'm crossing my fingers that any rain is going to hold off. I think for the most part, this weekend should be pretty good. Do you have something special for the long weekend planned for us?
I do, Jamie. And like you said, it looks like we're probably in store for some nice weather for at least a few days. And this recipe works great if you're planning on hitting a park, or maybe if you're looking for a recipe to bring to a potluck this weekend. Or, you know what, even if you're stuck inside, if we do get some rain, it's also great for a living room picnic, too. It's called sun-dried tomato and basil pinwheels.
Okay, I like the idea of sun-dried. Well, think sunshine.
Take it away,
Sydney.
Okay, so to make this recipe, first you're going to dice some sun-dried tomatoes. You're going to add those to a bowl with a bit of softened low-fat cream cheese, some chopped baby spinach, a minced garlic clove, a little sprinkle of Parmesan cheese, and a pinch of salt. You're going to stir that all together until it's combined. Then spread your filling evenly over about 2 to 3 whole wheat tortillas, trying to get your filling all the way to the edge of those tortillas. That's going to help them to stick together better. And then you're going to top your filling with some fresh basil leaves. So if anybody, you know, bought some basil plants over the last few weeks, getting their gardening started for the summer, this is a great recipe to use that in. And then you're going to roll up your tortillas tightly. Use a serrated knife to slice your tortillas into little rolls that are about 1 inch. And then you can either refrigerate those until you're ready to eat them, or you can eat them right away. And if you like these, you can even try adding some shredded cooked chicken and taking them as a lunch option to work or school. That's the really nice thing about this recipe. It is super versatile.
I like the idea of the lunch option there. That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. The nice thing about pinwheels, you can really put any sort of toppings in there. You know, they're great with cranberries, walnuts, leftover chicken, leftover turkey, so lots and lots of possibilities there.
And for, you know, it wouldn't be a weekend or a Victoria Day long weekend maybe without a bit of rain. So again, you might have that indoor picnic, but there's something perfect for you right there.
Exactly. And you know what? Again, that's a great thing to do with the kids. If you're stuck inside, set up a little blanket in your living room, put a park scene on the TV, and you're good to go.
Yeah, cuddle up with the kittens, too. There you go. We'll have the recipe of the week available on our socials, of course, on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And, Sydney, I guess it's that time of year again for the best PCO offer. It's back. What's this all about?
Yes, absolutely, Jamie. So we have our 50% back in PC Optimum Points offer that is on starting from yesterday, May 18th, and it's on until June 14th. So that is an offer where you will get 50% back on selected nutrition packages, so our 3-hour, 5-hour, and 9-hour packages. If you're interested in reaching out about that, maybe you want to talk a little bit more about what nutrition counseling is like, feel free to give me a call or send me an email. All of my contact information is on the very top of our Facebook page, which is Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario.
And reach out with Sydney Brennan, because Sydney, a few weeks back, it was great to see you with so many students at Zehrs Stratford with a nice sort of information session. So again, with school winding up, just a reminder for teachers or caregivers, a chance to have a great school class trip to Zehrs and check out and meet Sydney.
Yes, absolutely. You know what? Teachers, educators, anybody involved with schools, if you're looking for some activities to fill your days as we're kind of winding down the school year, think about a field trip to Zehrs and talk about nutrition. We can work in curriculum. There's hands-on snack activities. So if you're interested in that, again, please feel free to reach out to me. We always love having students at Zehrs Stratford.
Okay, we got the long weekend, Victoria Day long weekend, May 2-4 long weekend, whatever you call it. What are your plans, Sydney?
You know what, Jamie, I am very excited to plant some vegetables this weekend. I have gotten very big into cherry tomatoes. I think I'm going to try some jalapenos this year and a few different types of herbs. So that said, as long as we get some sunshine, that is at the top of my list this weekend.
Oh, very good. Now, do you have a green thumb?
You know what? I do. I'm working on it. My mom was a really, really big gardener. So was my Nana. So I'm trying to carry on that tradition as best I can.
Very good. Well, this, yeah, it becomes the big weekend for gardeners, getting back to the garden for sure. So we wish you luck with that, and maybe just a little bit of rain to help out with the garden for the weekend. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Thanks again, Sydney. Always a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Jamie. I hope that everybody has a great long weekend.